So let's review. Zak the Mishnah, Areini Nazar Likshayli Ben, the Nazar Meir Yoim. A person states, I take on to be a Nazar if I have a son, and to be a Nazar for 100 days. He must fulfill Nazir's Benoy as soon as he has a son, because Nazir's Benoy Kibul Bereisha, his son's Nazirus was accepted first. Noilu Loi Ben Ad Shivim, Loi Hifzik Klum. If he fulfilled 70 days or less of Nazir Shaloi and then a son was born, Oilu Lekan Ulekan, the days for Nazir Shaloi are included in the count of Nazir's Benoy, in which both Nazirus are complete at 100 days. Because as Taisvis explains, Shal Benoy Muvlo and Betoich Me'ayim, the 30 days of Nazir's Benoy are included in the 100 days of Nazir Shaloi. However, La'achar Shivim Seiser, if he fulfilled more than 70 days of Nazir Shaloi and then his son was born, the days for Nazir Shaloi are not included in the count of Nazir's Benoy. Rather, Menich as Shaloi, Umayna as Shal Benoy, Va'achkech Mashlem as Shaloi. He must suspend Nazir Shaloi, fulfill Nazir's Benoy, and only afterward does he complete the remaining days of Nazir Shaloi, because in Taglachas Pachas Mishleshim Yain, the minimum Nazirus is 30 days, and he will have to observe Nazirus Benoy past the 100th day. Therefore, Shal Benoy Einem Uvlam B'toich Me'yayim, the 30 days of the Nazirus Benoy do not count toward the 100 days of Nazirus Shaloi. Rav says, Yayim Shivim Oil Lekan Ulekan. If a son was born on the 70th day, he gains an extra day, because the day is split into two, in which the first part of the day counts for the 70th day of Nazir Shaloi, and the second part counts for both the first day of Nazir's Benoy and the 71st day of Nazir Shaloi. Therefore, both Nazirs are completed after 30 days on the 99th day, and he then brings both sets of Karbanas on the 100th day. Taisus explains that although if a son was not born, Nazir Shaloi would only complete on the 100th day, and he would not bring Karbanas until the 101st day. However, midday raisa migalech b'yem kuf, the mitzvah sayem kukulai. Midday raisa, the Nazir Shaloi completes even after a partial 100th day, in which he may bring Karbanas afterward on the same day. Or midrabanon migalech b'yem kuf alef. It's only the Chachamim who initiated that he bring Karbanas on the next day, because gzeir otu shleimim, to avoid confusion of when he accepts a Naziris for a full 100 days, in which loy shaykh a mitzvah sayem kukulai. The Naziris only completes after 100 full days. Therefore, legazru kishem agalech yom kuf l'naziris benoy. The Chacham did not initiate the gzera in our case, where he brings karbanis anyway on the 100th day for naziris benoy. The Gemara questions Rav from our Mishnah that states la'ach ashivim seiser. If he fulfilled more than 70 days for nazir shaloi and then his son was born, the days for nazir shaloi are not included in the account of naziris benoy, because shal benoy enem avlam b'toich me'yayim. The 30 days of Nazir's Benoy are not included in the 100 days of Nazir Shaloi. Although if he was born on the 71st day, he gains an extra day, because the day is split into two, in which both Nazirus would complete on the 100th day. If so, why does the Mishnah rule Soiser? It must be that the Mishnah holds, Yem HaLeida Eina Oil Lekan Ulekan. He does not gain an extra day, because the day is not split into two, in which it only accounts for Nazir Shaloi, while Nazir's Benoy only begins on the following day. However, Rav holds Yem Shivim Oilikan Ulukan because he concurs with Reb Yaisi's opinion, which is cited in the Braisa regarding Shemeris Yoim Kineged Yoim, Sheshachdu Vezarku Aleha, Vesheni Shala, Ba'achach Rasa, Harezu Eino Echelos of Betur Melasas Pesach Sheni. A woman who saw Ziva on Yud Gimel Nisan and did not see Ziva in the first part of Erev Pesach. She then brought a Karban Pesach, but became tummy afterward, later in the day on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yaisi says she is exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni, because her obligation was fulfilled with the Pesach Rishon. However, she may not eat the Karban Pesach because she is tummy. Apparently, because Kesavar Mikta Sayyim Kukulei, V'yem Yodalet Oil Lekan Ulekan Umekan Labahu Mitame. Erev Pesach is split into two, that in the first part, the Tahara is completed through Shmira, and she is eligible for that Krava of the Karban Pesach. While in the second part, she acquires a new Tumah, in which she becomes disqualified for the Achila of the Karban Pesach. Although in another Brais Rabbi Yaisi says, Shemir Yisim Keneged Yoyim, Sheshachtu V'zorko Leho V'achach Rohu, Afa Pisha Mitaman Mishke V'moishav L'ma Freya, Peturin Melasas Pesach Sheni, apparently they are Mitaman L'ma Freya. The Gemara explains that Midei Raisa Mikan L'abo Mitame. therefore patur melasas pesach sheni, because she was yaitzah da hakrava. However, midrabbanon mitame lamafreya. However, as Tosfos says, rabbanon pligi to mitame lamafreya v'chashvin hayom kekulei tame. The Chacham disagree and say that she must bring a pesach sheni because midaraisa she becomes tame retroactively for the whole day, so that in the first part of the day there was no shmira and she was disqualified from the krav of pesach rishon. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yosi, who holds Miktzas Yom Kekulei, Zava Gemur de Maisa Karben, Hechemesh Kachasla. How is it possible for a woman to become a Zava Gedayla when seeing Ziva on three consecutive days in which she is then obligating Karbanis? Kivin the Chazi Bepalga de Yayma, Idach Palga de Yayma Salakle Leshimur. For when she sees Ziva in the first part of a day, she is Shemeres Yayim in the second part of that same day in which she becomes Tahira. If so, there will never be three consecutive days of Tumah. The Gemara gives two explanations. The Koshafa Tlasa Tlasa Yemeh Bahadar Dadi. Either she saw Ziva continuously for 3 days in which there was no Shmira, or the Chazi Tlasa Yemeh Samach Lashkia Sachama. She saw Ziva only during nightfall for 3 days in which she was Tumah during both the beginning and end of the 2 days within the three Shkias. And she was Tumah during the beginning of the third day in which there was no Shemira. Hanulach Hareini Nazar, we have Baruch Hashem completed the second parak of Masechta Nazar, and we'll begin the third parak, Mishamar, in the next daf, Be'ezras Hashem.